From Lubbock Community Theater, this is Five Till Places.
Thank you, Five!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of LCT's Five Till Places. I am Jed, and today we have got a whole bunch of the kids from the Stages program coming up because our next production, just a few days after this episode comes out, LCT's Stages Academy will be putting on Miss Nelson Is Missing.
Yes.
And this is the Stages Kids group, so the younger group, the ages 7 to 11. So... So, let's dive into it. So, Miss Nelson Is Missing. Have any of you heard this story or read this book or anything before
yes,
this?
Yes, many times.
Yeah.
I have done this. I've heard the story at school because one of my classmates started laughing during the middle of it, and it was really funny.
Yeah.
You've heard it too?
Yes, I love it. It's like, it's just, I can't describe it. It's just so funny, but then at the end, it's so happy.
Really cheerful.
Yeah, that's a good, and I believe you had your hand up a second ago, too.
I watched it on YouTube.
Oh, did you watch a filmed version of the play on YouTube?
Or maybe a cartoon?
Yeah, and I was laughing the whole time.
You know, we actually forgot to do something that we usually do at the top of the show. This is my fault.
Ooh, what is it?
We are supposed to go around the table and everybody introduce yourself and say what you're doing in the show. You don't have to give your full name. Just a first name is enough. Just give your first name and what you're doing with the show. So we can start with you and we'll go around the table this way.
Yeah. I'm Madeline and I'm a nurse and I'm also the prop master.
My name is Juliet. I'm Mouse. I'm the most silliest, I think.
I agree. Yeah. I'm Kayla, and I'm the director.
I'm Cindy, and I'm the principal. I speak gibberish.
She does speak gibberish.
Yeah.
I am Willem, and I am a custodian with a very brutal mind.
I am Aspen, and I'm the one who overthinks on shows.
Like all the time?
But in the show, you play?
A nurse.
My name is Clara. I also play a nurse.
Nice. All right. So, now we can jump back into the conversation where we already were.
I think the first time I ever read Miss Nelson Is Missing, I was in Roscoe Wilson. So I was like y'all's age. I was in Roscoe Wilson, and that was the first time I ever read the book. And the one of my favorite parts was Miss Swamp, because I liked her look.
Yeah.
I liked her look on stage.
Yeah.
In the book.
She's a stomp.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually... this book is old enough that I also read it when I was y'all's age.
What?
And that book, I think that book actually came out before I was born.
Really?
Me too.
In the late 1970s, which is when we had dinosaurs and we had not invented fire yet.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
Oh my god!
I am dinosaur times? You're right. You are right.
I think you're right. I think that book was published and released in the 70s.
Yeah.
Like,
God.
Yeah.
That is a really crazy thing, is that it's really old. It's a really old book.
It's a classic.
Yeah, exactly. This book is so good that it's stayed with us all this
just
time.
Just like Ghostbusters.
Like, fires weren't invented?
I know, crazy.
We it have to go out every time? Night and club a saber-toothed tiger to use it as a blanket to keep warm. That's just how it was back then.
You guys don't understand how lucky you are with your technology now.
Yeah, I hate
technology.
And I think another funny thing about Miss Nelson Is Missing is that it's the same kind of story, and I feel like it's tackling the same problem we kind of have nowadays in schools.
Yeah.
Where I feel like some teachers must have a really hard time getting kids to listen and respect them and really want to learn from them. And that's the whole point of the show, is the kids kind of struggling with how they communicate with their teacher and how they treat their teacher. And by the end of it, they absolutely learn to adore their teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I say something about shows? Lines If you don't believe you can do it, you're not going to be able to do it. If you do believe you can do it, you can do it.
That's totally correct.
I agree. Yeah.
That's how I felt in the first part of the show. And then when I started to learn my lines, I noticed that saying good things, it will actually give you more of a privilege to do better.
Yeah, positive affirmations.
Yeah,
I also think what's really, really funny is in this play, Sydney, our principal, is in a ginormous suit when she's so small, and then she got the big shoulder pads.
Iconic.
They like go up to her ear.
Like the
Oh, but you're also gonna be wearing your glasses too, right?
Oh yeah.
Like the costume is like very creative, but like it's big on Sydney. Yeah. Like it's gigantic.
The skirt goes to her legs.
Oh my
I
god.
I wanted to make a comment about the giant suit, but I know none of these kids know who the Talking Heads are.
Oh, I
What's
get. Talking I don't know what you mean.
What is Talking Heads?
They were a band from the 1980s.
That's horrifying.
They famously did a music video where the singer was wearing a suit that was super giant and designed way too big for
it. It's pretty funny.
During shows, the most part is that you believe in yourself and you're having fun. That's some. Best part about theater. You can be yourself. You can explain it to other people. You can show how you can act. You can show it.
Absolutely. I'm so glad that all of you came to audition for my show to show that exact thing right there, how well you all can be. Yeah. Can I ask you all what's been your favorite part so far about being in Miss Nelson?
Oh.
Let's start with it.
I just love that how I got Mouse, but like I'm not so funny like him.
You don't think you're funny? You crack me up on stage all the time. Yeah, I think you're hilarious on stage. You just gotta trust yourself more.
I think, well, you've all been talking about kind of believing in yourself and trusting in yourself and things that you can do.
You're telling me that, like, that one moment where you're over the desk and you're acting so tired, that was completely your idea. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no, you're fine. But it is kind of like, it's funny how you can come into a theater production and you can play this character who may not be anything like you in real life. You may be a very different person from the character that you're playing, but somehow in putting yourself into this character, you still get to show yourself, a little bit of yourself, and even kind of discover things about yourself that maybe you didn't know before, things you didn't know you were capable of, or maybe at the beginning of the play you didn't think you were capable of doing this thing, or memorizing all those lines, or being funny, or and then you find that doing this brings that out of you, and there's something in there that you didn't know before.
But you said your favorite thing about the show is that you got to be Mouse?
Yeah.
Let me think. We can come back to you.
No, just one second. My favorite thing about the show is seeing how everybody gets together during it and makes a lot of friends. It's just so joyful.
Aww, it's one of my favorite parts too.
So cute.
Every show I have ever done, I've made new friends, and it's always a really great part of doing theater.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I don't make friends in theater, but I like.
You literally get along with everybody.
Well, he's already made friends with everybody.
Yeah, like
that's true.
I'm having friends with someone, usually I'm already friends with them. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I feel like it's hard to make new friends, but also, I kind of also, in big productions like this, I tend not to want a main character, but the last time I did a play, I was too much of not a main character that I didn't feel like I was doing enough things, but in this production, I'm not one of the main characters with like a whole bunch of lines or anything, but I come on stage very frequently for the beginning, middle, and then the middle again, and then the end. And then I don't want to spoil anything for it, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to have a really funny part at, like, the battles at the very end.
Ah, you got something planned, have you? So everybody needs to get tickets and come see the show so you can see what Willem's got planned for the battles there.
So I wanted to be Mouse, but I didn't get the part. But I was really happy that I got the nurse part because it made me, like, more express myself by being a nurse. And it really made me feel like I was an important part. And it made me feel really, like, special that I got that part. So it made me really happy that I even got a part.
I think you guys make adorable nurses.
And another thing is that being with all my friends, like, all of y'all, it makes me feel, like, so special with friends who I make at theater. It makes me have happy directors.
Oh, stop it. You're so sweet.
They're, like, friends are really helping me with, like, how I'm feeling. Like, when I don't feel as confident as I should, like, someone, like, comes and cheers me up.
Yeah, and someone will come and remind you how incredibly talented you are.
Yeah, like, someone actually helps me with my confidence, so it really helps me with my shows.
Yeah.
It makes me happy. I'm glad that's your favorite part.
Something Aspen says is you should be grateful for whatever you got, because you might be really sad if you don't even get a part.
Mm-hmm, that's
so
normal.
If you got a part, you should be grateful for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even if you don't get a part in a show, because sometimes that happens. Sometimes we audition for a show and we don't get cast, mm-hmm. and then they put
me
in there.
Me and Jed know all about it.
Yes, that's happened to both of us many times. It's, but then, and you can take a minute to be sad about it, because of course that's disappointing. But there's always another show to try out for afterward. And if you didn't get this one, you'll get this one. If you don't get this one and this one, but you'll get this next one.
At least you're going and auditioning and showing face. And real quick, I want to hear your favorite part about being in the show, too.
So I'm homeschooled, so I don't exactly get school, but I still really like the show, and I like that I'm a nurse, and I made a best friend, Aspen.
Aww.
So we're besties now.
And that's your favorite part of the show, is the friendships you made? That's awesome.
Yeah. I think one of my favorite parts of the entire experience of the show is probably, like, I like being backstage because I get to, like, watch everybody do what they're doing and watch them grow, and, like, even if they skip lines, they'll pick them back up in the next show, and I just think it's really wonderful.
I love that. So your favorite part is the process of it. I adore that.
There's something pretty special about being backstage, because I've been on stage and I've worked crew many times as well, and there is something being backstage really shows, like, the magic of theater to me, because you know how you'll stand back there and you can see you can see everything that makes the set. Like, you can see the backs of the boards, and you can see everything nailed in there holding the walls up, and you can see that it's this fake set, you know? But then you can step through it, and boom, suddenly you're in a classroom.
And
it's really cool to stand back there and see all the construction and all the behind the scene things, and know that it's not real, but in your mind, you know the audience is out there seeing this illusion that you've created for them.
The pretty picture.
And it's really nice when sometimes when you're backstage, a little bored.
it happens.
To just sometimes just maybe, like, get up and walk around just for a second and then go back, sit down. Just don't make too much noise. Mm-hmm. Like, you can, like, talk to someone very quietly.
Very quietly.
Like, very quietly.
But also enough that you're still listening, so you know when it's your time to come back out and do something
and
backstage.
And when you come out, there's lights on you, and it's, like, it's really cool to see, like, you're showing your talent to, like, part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to, like, show your talent to other people.
Yeah. What were you going to add?
So, and if you audition for a play and you don't get a part, well, at least you got to practice. So in the next play, if you audition, then maybe you'll get a part because you got to practice and you're more confident about it.
I love that.
Very good learn. It puts me in mind of a saying that I heard, but people used to always say, if at first you don't succeed, try again. But I always liked someone made a different version of that where they said, if at first you don't succeed, find out why. And that's kind of like what you were just saying. If you go out to audition and you don't get the part, you find out what you could have done. You learn from it and you grow, and that helps you be better next time.
Yeah, I love that. I've never heard of that. And it almost like makes me think of like, oh, at first you don't succeed, at least you got really good experience.
Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah. Like, it really helps when you have more experience. Because, like, imagine you went to go audition for a show, and then you don't get a part.
Yeah,
but
that happens.
You, like, practiced. You practice with the lines. And then the next show, you bust the plastic.
Yeah.
And, like, you did really good, so you got the part.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get the part you wanted, but sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
If you the
Ooh,
one you
and
don't
you know what else that shows a director at a theater, if a director says, "Oh, maybe this just wasn't like your show, or maybe this or that," and they give you their reasons, and then you come back again in audition, you know what that'll show your director? That you are determined and that you still want to do a show and that you're not you don't let it get to you too much. What were you going to ask, Sydney?
When you're like you don't get a part, you kind of feel sad, right?
Yeah, that happens.
And it makes you want to give up.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, giving up just makes you worse at it.
I agree.
Yeah,
it really helps if you get practice and you don't give up, because probably one of your, at least, like, a few of your family members said, you're sad. They said, never give up. You've got this.
Yeah.
And they, like, cheer you up, what makes it way happier. It makes you way happier.
Were you going to add something?
Yes. So, also, when you go on a stage, sometimes you're, like, really tired, so you're, like, sloping around. Don't do that. You have to always, when you go on stage, keep a smile on your face.
Yes. And what were you going to add, too?
I feel sometimes when you're on stage, in any performance, you can feel shy, but also, this is like a weird connection, but if you're urging to do something for a long time and then something comes in your way that makes you not want to do it, but you still have to do it anyways, it when you do it, you forget about the part that you didn't do it until it comes your way, but you're usually ready for it, just like in Harry Potter.
Yeah, I love that. Wait, I want to hear what she's got to say, too.
So, the first play I ever did was The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. But first, I did not want to do it. I was so scared. But Aspen inspired me, and my mom inspired me to get in that play.
That is so nice. I love that. Were you guys really nervous to audition for my show?
Yes.
You all were? No.
Yeah, but you've been auditioning for all kinds of things. You've been in a lot of stuff at this point.
Play in a row.
Yeah, there you go.
I did not know that Wine, the Witch, and the Wardrobe was your first show ever.
Same.
Oh, yours too.
Yeah, it was my first one too.
Oh, I'm so proud of you guys. And that just shows me that you guys doing that show, it just shows that you really want to do even more theater, coming out and auditioning for like my shows and other shows in the future.
Yeah, and I'm doing The Hobbit.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited about The Hobbit.
My first show was Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah, last summer.
And when I tried out, like, it started getting really late. And, yeah, and I hated that, but stop laughing.
Keep going. You didn't like that it was so late, which I do apologize for. Auditions for Winnie the Pooh was chaotic.
And they were so long.
Yeah.
They were.
But I kept trying. I forgot.
That's okay.
My
Jess
sister
is really good at like editing stuff, so no worries.
My sister did tons of shows, and watching her shows made me want to try out. So I did. I got one of the parts, and it made me really happy that I'm growing up to start being an actress, and it makes me really happy that my sister does it with me, because some shows, when it's all age, sometimes I like to do it with my sister, because in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, me and my sister were together. London was a fox,
and I was a squirrel.
That's so cool.
And we kept, like, we had so much fun together. And she got, and it was really nice.
Let me ask you guys this, too. Because you guys talked about earlier, and you talked earlier about not feeling like you had enough to do, like, in your last show. I love that I have been able to give all of you guys little jobs here and there that, like, you guys have, like, taken and ran with. Like, my nurses, I don't want to spoil too much in the show either. Mm-hmm. But, like, my nurses have, like, so many little jobs here and there. And just like you with your other custodian, like, helping with the set and everything.
Yeah.
And you guys have really impressed me with, like, how well you guys can do these jobs on stage and how important these jobs are, too. If you guys, like, miss a cue or if we don't have someone who can make the scene look that way, the show doesn't go on as smoothly. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you're in a show, it, like, you might feel not, like, too encouraged, but, like, you don't have a choice to do it. But when you do it, you feel, like, so relaxed because you did what you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't, like, you felt like you didn't want to, but, like, inside of yourself, I can tell, like, you wanted to do it, but you just, like, were, like, a little nervous, and that's okay to be nervous.
We all get nervous, for sure.
And when you get on the other side of something and you can look back and say, oh, I did that, we accomplished that, that always feels really good.
Mm-hmm. When you're, like, on a show and you're acting on stage, you're gonna feel shy. I get it. Mm-hmm. One thing you can do is try not to look at the audience, but close your eyes, breathe in, because, like, they don't care about your eyes. They care about your other stuff, because, like, your eyes aren't everything.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah,
eyes are very.
I want to hear also what she has to add.
Just what Sydney said, like, don't look at the audience, like, no matter what.
I can never look at the audience. I completely get it.
Yeah, like, if you do, then you'll probably, like, forget a line.
Get distracted.
Yeah.
Get distracted, like, won't hear your cues, or, like, but also, it's just really scary if you just stare right at the audience. So what I try to do is I just stare at it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
What were you going to add, Love?
I was going to say, like Sydney said, when you go in theater, just, like, don't look at the audience. Just envision your happiest thought in your head.
I love that. Like, things to, like, inspire you and remind yourself why you're here and why you're doing such a scary, brave thing, like, act on stage.
Again, like in Harry Potter.
Bringing it back around, yeah. Like in Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, of course, goes just well.
I love it.
And that's and I can see how another one of my favorite parts about doing this show with you guys is I remember when we were starting off in the students area, and I could tell, like, you guys, I think a lot of you guys were struggling with what you all talked about being a little more shy or being a little more like, oh, I'm not funny, or oh, I can't do all this and that. But you guys have very much impressed me. I think you all are doing an incredible job, and I hope to have a lot of people come see the show. And real quick, I want us all to thank Jed for having us on the podcast. Thank you, Jed.
Yes, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much for having us.
So real quick, before we, let's say a few things just about the show itself.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me kind of just a brief, real brief, oh, you all know it.
I would love to hear how you describe the show.
What's this show about?
It's mainly about, like, a classroom missing their teacher that's, like, always kind to them and, like, always lets them go out to recess. But then, like, when the substitute comes, like, they're all mean and being rude, and then they try to investigate, and mm-hmm.
I remember them being pretty rude to Miss Nelson too. Yeah. Their first
maybe
teacher.
Maybe why Miss Nelson disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Miss Nelson came back for the big test, they were so happy, and we don't know what happened next, but I think that it changed.
That,
yeah.
That really thing is that how when you do that, it gives you, like, the power of like doing shows. It gives you more encouraging.
What do you think the show, what do you think like the meaning of this show is?
I think it's like not just like the main point that you might see. It's just not just be nice to your teacher. Mm-hmm. It's encourage whatever life throws into your face. There's a boulder in your road, in your head. You have three choices. One, you go down a very steep hill with lots of rocks and you die. Number two, you go into a field, which is very nice, but you stop life itself. And then, if you work harder and go around the boulder or plow the boulder out of your way, life goes on.
I think that's a very interesting way to think of like how it connects to our story. Yeah. Like, these kids do come across a very big challenge, and I think maybe these kids are already very set in their ways, and they don't want to be challenged. Because they're okay with pushing around their teacher. They're a really soft, sweet teacher. They don't really respect her because she's so nice. And then once they get, you know, once they finally have their issue that they have to work around, they have to get creative.
Yeah.
I like the way that you put it in, like, an example. What were you going to say, too?
So what I think about the show, whenever I think about the show, I think it's about just a class. And they just, they're friends. But whenever they, like, go to make smogs and go to Miss Nelson's house, and it's just, they're friends, but they're not close friends. And, like, whenever they do all of those, they really get together, and they're, like, really friends, like, really close friends.
I love that. That first they don't really want to work together, and then at the end they learn that working together is the best thing for them.
Yeah.
I love that.
What I think about the show is it's a classroom that doesn't respect the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, like, running all around. I get that you want to talk to your friends, but probably talk to them about recess.
Mm-hmm.
Or times like that.
Yeah.
Or free time.
Not like schoolwork, like Miss Nelson wants them to learn.
Not like when you're doing math, like
yeah.
Like, let's do an example, Kayla.
Okay.
This is how we don't want to do it.
Okay. Whisper. Yeah.
The teacher get mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
You're in trouble. Yeah. Nobody wants to get in trouble.
Nobody. What are you gonna say?
Two words. Or three. No idea. The show must go on.
The show must go on. Five.
The show must go on.
But you were right.
What I think about the show is that there is kids. They have a teacher, Miss Nelson, which we've been talking about. She has her kids. They just disrespecting, blah, blah, blah. They're always talking. Won't be nice to her. And then they get the substitute. The mean grumpy pants.
Viola Swamp.
And then, Viola Swamp. She starts, like, being mean, and she teaches them a lesson. And then when she gets back, when Miss Nelson gets back, the kids are like, we missed you so much.
They learned to appreciate her.
Yeah, it's because Miss Viola Swamp was so mean to them, and they wish they had Miss Nelson because she was, like, way nicer to them. Mm-hmm. So it made them feel like, oh, this teacher's so mean. But, like, when she got back, they were like, finally, Miss Nelson, get over here.
It's like a wise person once said.
Yeah.
Don't always go to show. You don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh.
Probably more Joni Mitchell either.
There is a saying, you should be grateful for what you have because one day it's going to be gone and you're going to miss it very much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to miss this show when it's gone. Can you believe we're almost at Tech Week, guys?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No, I refuse to believe it. It's not happening. Never, ever. We will continue to rehearse for the rest of return.
Yeah. You'll finish rehearsing, you'll perform the show will end, and that'll be sad,
no.
But then there's always the next show.
There's always going to be other shows.
That's the beautiful thing about, that's what makes theater so beautiful. Like a movie or TV or something, you can watch it over and over and over again for years and years and years. But this piece of theater, it just exists right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it's
like a memory that you have to keep.
Yeah, and that's what makes it so special.
Yeah, what were you going to add?
It really helps with, like, theater, like, really relaxes me.
I love
that.
Like, it helps me, like, not me. Why am I saying that? It really, like, when I'm, like, not very, like,
You're not super into it. You're
like,
super
yeah.
just, like, whatever.
And then, like, when I start, like, doing it, like, when I have rehearsals, they make me so happy. I get to see friends. I get to see my director, and it makes me feel really happy that I actually get to see it, so it makes me more in a happy mood.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I think we got one more hand here, and then we probably need to wrap up.
I think that this show will be probably one of the best shows I've ever done.
Aw, really? That makes me very happy you feel that way.
This is a very fun show to do.
It will probably be one of the best shows because you're in it.
Stop it. You guys are so sweet. I seriously adore working with all of you. And you guys are going to, when this show is done, I know we'll all be sad. But I hope you guys will come back and audition for more.
Yeah.
Of course I will. And hopefully I'm already starting to get into that groove.
Something I want everybody to remember is follow your dreams.
There you go.
Follow your dreams. Love that. So, a little bit of inspiration before we close out.
And there you have it. Miss Nelson is missing March 8th, 9th, and 10th. On the LCT main stage. Tickets are on sale now, and you should get them now. This is becoming a mantra at the end of every episode. But we've been trying to drum it into your heads for 4 years now, Lubbock. You gotta get your tickets ahead of time, because there may not be any left if you wait till the last minute to come get them.
Oh, it's so heartbreaking when someone comes and we're all sold out, and yeah.
And our stages shows, not to brag or anything, but these kids are real good. People want to see these kids, so our stages shows, the tickets tend to go. So
I'm pretty sure I heard my mom say that we've already sold over 100 tickets to our show. Just saying.
So LubbockCommunityTheater.org. Go there now. Get your tickets now while there still are tickets to get, because there is no guarantee that there will be tickets waiting at the box office. So get them ahead of time. And I think that's a good place to sign off.
Do we do the...
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
So you kids have been amazing guests. You are all thinking about some really deep concepts, and you got a lot of good life advice to give, a lot of encouragement to give to other kids pursuing theater and just in life in general, and I got to appreciate that.
I do too.
It's really good. One of the most beautiful things in the world is people helping each other.
Yeah.
People going through life together and lifting each other up.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to encourage that. So I love that you kids are already starting off with that kind of mindset. That's a good place to be. So I will sign off and say thank you all for being here. To all of our listeners, thank you for listening in. To everyone who's going to come support this show, thank you so much. And until next time, this has been Five Till Places.
Thank you, Five!
Five Till Places is a production of Lubbock Community Theater. Be sure to follow us on social media for all the latest news and updates surrounding our projects and the goings-on at LCT. Our theme music is Pizza and Video Games by Bonus Points. A link to that artist and their music can be found in the show notes. Look them up, give them some support. Thanks for being with us this week. And as always, thank you for supporting live theater in the Lubbock, Texas area and beyond.